The operative word for the 18th century life activities that the group interprets involves work, because that is what everybody did. Even the wealthy had to work. A woman like Martha Washington, who was wealthy, who was married to a politically powerful man, she still had to do a great deal of work. Much of it was supervising, but she had to know how every single chore should be done so that she could teach people who needed teaching, supervise people who were doing it, and they would have to know that she would catch them if they were doing it wrong. So she did not have an idle life. It was not like the French court, where people stood around and looked decorative.